Well, bookies, you know, I mean, I came out of CBGB. So, you know, in 1974 or 5, whenever it was the first time we played there, I loved New York so much. I just started going every year, you know, and spending a week in New York. And, you know, there was CBGB, and then, like I said, there was that Club Mothers. That started happening in New York. Around the same time in 75 or in 76, my mother got a bar in Hamtramck, Lily's. And I was working in a warehouse, a book warehouse. And she had this little shot in a beer bar. There were like 7 rooms above, like little, you know, old guys lived there. I mean, a lot of Hamtramck bars had like living spaces above the bar. And after I saw CBGB and these other clubs that were happening in New York, I tried selling Lily on the idea of, you know, let's have live music. I said, you know, I just played in New York, and it's like, you know, they're getting $5 for a bottle of beer, and this is like 1975, 76. And she said, no, you know, I like the jukebox the way it is. I like Frankie Yankovic, you know, and my Bobby Vinton records, you know. We're not going to do nothing. And I'm like, okay. So then as the Mutants got bigger and Bookies came out, and what I liked about Bookies is, boy, it's like, I guess there was like a star thing at Bookies. Everyone who played at Bookies was kind of a star, at least at Bookies, you know?